Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
All right, gentlemen, I think we found out that how it was set up was a 50-50 deal for all six properties with the deeds. And we can certainly give that one, but the way it's currently set, I mean, I think our motion is going to be to give you the one that you pick, and then if you guys get them divided out going forward, that you'll get another one. Okay? But right now, that's, I mean, what's in front of us from the deeds, I don't know how we do anything different if we're going to treat you the same as we treat everybody else.
Okay. Well, we did the deed incorrectly, so we'll have to get that corrected. But.
Okay. Which property would you like to have a mixed use?
Do 140, I think. 140?
I think.
192.
I'm sorry?
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, and it's pretty consistent. I mean, they're pretty consistently valued here, so, I mean, yeah, I guess any one of them. All right, as to BOE 192, I'd make a motion that we classify it as, well, hold on, before I make the motion, once we make this motion, this one is obviously the tax amount is going to go down, and the other ones are going to stay commercial right now. Are you still making a value argument on these, or is it just... In other words, are you still making any? In other words, the values that they're on here, I'm assuming you wouldn't sell them for. But so, I mean, but you tell me if you're making a value argument. If we're just looking at appraised value, okay. If you want us to make a ruling on that, what I'm saying, if you guys are going to take this to the state tax commission and appeal or something, I can rule on that motion. But if you're not making an argument as to valuation, you can withdraw it. You withdraw them?
Yes.
Okay. As to BOE 192, based on the taxpayer's request to withdraw the valuation argument, I would say we grant the request for change in classification to 25% commercial, 75% residential, mixed use.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. As to BOE... 187, 188, 189, 190, and 191, I would make a motion to deny change in classification, and based on the taxpayer's withdrawal of the valuation appeal, that's I guess, the end of the motion.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Gentlemen, you get a decision within a few days. And it'll give you instructions if you want to appeal it to the state tax commission in any way. And we do thank you for owning in Taney County. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem. Are you here for Boone Condo Rentals?
Yes, sir.
All right, come on up. Dan, do you have more than one?
Yes, I'm just requesting on this one to go 75% residential, 25% commercial, no other changes.
All right, no value?
No, okay. No other changes.
All right. Great. All right, as far as BOE number 336, I'll make a motion to classify as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
All right, Dan. Thank you. And I don't think we have any of the rest of yours on our docket at all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan.
Take care. All right, we have another in person for a. From somebody from Jeff City, it looks
Fall
like,
Creek.
At 11. Why don't we make a phone call there and just see if they still want to, maybe we can save them a trip.
Well, they're probably already on the
road.
They
would be three quarters of the way down
yeah.
here, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is the Taney County Board of Equalization. We've got you down for an in-person here in about an hour, but we were going to call and see if it would be possible to talk about this one, see if maybe we resolve it without you having to make it all the way here. I'm sure you're halfway here or more.
Yeah, I'm pretty close. I'm over in Branford at the moment.
Okay,
coming over your way.
You are welcome to come over. I don't want to deny a taxpayer a right to stand up here in front of us, but if this is just a classification issue.
It's value.
It's value? Oh, it is value. Okay.
It is value, yes.
Okay, so do you have some evidence on that, or is it just an argument?
Yes, I have pictures
okay.
And an estimate from Four Brothers Construction.
Okay.
And receipts and whatnot from Lowe's for what I've been working on and trying to get it back to fund. And the fact that based on the state of Missouri requirements, since it's an owner-occupied unit, I have to disclose on the seller's disclosure in under 9D that it's been involved in a flood.
Okay, we'll let you come on over on this one. I didn't know what this was one about, and so that way you've got the stuff that you've got, so we'll just see it when you get here,
yes.
If that's all right. Okay?
Okay.
We'll see you.
That'll be fine. You're on, what, the second floor?
No, we're in the old courthouse, and we're downstairs in the commission room. Okay? In Forsyth. In Forsyth.
We're on the main level.
It's just right next to each other.
We're on the main level.
Yes, we're on the main level. So on the old courthouse, but over here in Forsyth, you'll see the difference in the building. The other one's just the courts. So the old courthouse has got all the other stuff in it, but you'll find us. We'll see.
I got you.
Come on over early if you'd like. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Bye bye.
I was
going to
name.
Okay, let's go to. He's the only one we got left this morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is BOE 24 the one where we had somebody with an interest in another property, or I can't remember what this was?
It's a vineyards.
Yeah, I don't even have it in my hard file up here.
It just says classification on it.
It just says classification?
That's all it says.
All right, let me call. So this may not have been a one that we continued. All right.
It is?
Yeah. Do we know why? Oh, I think you were going to go back and check something on the vineyards.
Oh, on the size of the units? But that wasn't what they were. Did they have valuation marked on their sheet? Because it's not.
Maybe this is one where it went up a bunch.
So they had
valuation
marked.
It went up a bunch, and you found that 30% thing in the system, and they were arguing that they need to be treated the same as it. I don't know.
Was it the one that was next door? Was it different in value?
That may have been.
Which one are we on now?
BOE 24. It's page 3. It's, parcel number ends in 505. Vineyards Loft.
So this one says classification. We did reassess this area, and they did go up quite a bit, and there was that minus 30 that got taken off,
okay,
which did increase the value quite a bit.
Well, I think they were in here for classification or talked to us about classification, but then also questioned the increase. I think that I don't remember. I can call them and find out, but I'm just trying to verify before we call that are they consistent with the other ones at this point?
Yeah, they're supposed to be at the higher rate in the system, so.
Okay.
As far as I know, they're consistent.
All right. I'll give them a call.
So we're now 3103.
was there a question here of whether they owned more than one?
No, I don't think so.
Evaluation.
Yeah. May not be able to reach them right now anyway.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 3148339490 is not available. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
Oh joy. All right. Was BOE, well, probably not. There's a BOE 353. It looks like it might just be a classification. No, it says valuation and classification, but that may be related to the classification.
It's supposed to be in that 125.
All right.
See, like 125.18 price per square foot.
I'll go ahead and call.
This one you did not.
I'm sorry?
You did not table this one.
It's got a higher number. I didn't think I did.
To voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
This is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We've got you on the docket for this afternoon, but we've gotten through our morning docket. We would like to try to see if we can take this up a little earlier. I'll try to call back in a bit. If you want, you can call the county clerk's office and let them know you're available. But if not, I'll go ahead and try back here soon. Thanks. All right, now probably Brush Ridge Trust is one that we, is that the?
That is the one on Victor Church Road, that 5-acre parcel.
Is that the one with, it's got the long sliver?
Yes.
Which is the road?
Which is the road.
But he's got,
he fixed it where it should be.
Now, did he get reclassified as residential or he's always been residential?
No, he got the new 43, whatever. An acre. It went up because she reclassified the land all around.
Okay.
And he says the land is unusable to build on.
Well, certainly the one in the, so that was, they claimed was landlocked was unusable. I think he said there was part was, part of it was usable on this one. But he just hadn't done anything with it, or
it's been in his family, he says, for years. So you can see it's up on the screen. So two other parcels are using the road to get to their parcels.
Those are newer.
And then he says that's a ridge line in the back.
It wasn't calculated. It says the right number.
They have 5 acres.
So he's at the right place.
And where's this out on Victor Church?
Victor Church. Yeah. I think that's a trailer park there on the right. Mobile home park, maybe.
And the land values around it, I'm just looking.
Is this the one where he owns the land itself?
No, this is Robertson.
No, but he went from like, I think it was 720 assessed to like 20,000 assessed.
Yeah. A 497% increase.
Yeah.
But he's supposed to bring comps in.
Yep.
Is it?